Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, an increase in uninsured Ohio kids.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. New data from the Census Bureau's American Community Survey shows that the rate of children without health coverage has hit a decade-long high. Ohio, like many other states, has seen an increase in uninsured children. Joan Alker is the executive director of the Center for Children and Families at the Georgetown McCourt School of Public Policy. She joins us to break down the data. Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Let's zoom in on Ohio's numbers. Our rate of uninsured children jumped by more than a percentage point from 2022 to 2024. What's driving that change?
When the pandemic hit, there was a federal law passed, and it was signed by President Trump, that protected everybody on Medicaid. But come to, you know, obviously the end of the public health emergency, states had to check eligibility for everybody on their Medicaid program. And unfortunately, you know, that was a tough process. We were very worried that in states that didn't do a super careful job, we would lose children who should have remained on Medicaid. And unfortunately, I think that is what's driving this increase you're seeing in the child uninsured rate in Ohio. So it's an increase of about 30,000 uninsured children.
So a significant amount. Although it could be worse, Ohio is about on par with the national average rate of uninsured children. What are we doing right here?
Well, Ohio, you know, historically has been a pretty strong performer on this question of how many children are uninsured. And I know it's been an important priority for the governor. And so the state has done quite a lot of work in the area. I think these numbers are really a wake-up call for elected officials that it's time to roll up their sleeves and try to figure out what's gone wrong here.
Hmm. Well, help us understand what happens when kids don't have health insurance.
The reality is that children are not expensive for our society to cover. Because thankfully most of them are healthy and they don't use a lot of very expensive healthcare, but they use healthcare frequently. They're regular users of healthcare and they have, you know, very commonly have things like asthma. It's treatable if you have regular care and you're able to get your medications, your inhalers. But if you're uninsured, that raises the barriers. The child's more likely to wind up in the emergency room having a crisis, which is expensive, it's traumatic, it inhibits them from going to school. It just has a whole cascading effects, which it ends up being much more costly for the family and for society at large if we don't provide insurance to kids.
Medicaid also faces massive budget cuts starting in 2027. Do you expect this trend will continue?
You know, the proponents of the cuts said they're very careful to not harm children in the process, but we don't think there's any way to shield children who are, you know, we're talking nearly half the children in the country are covered by Medicaid. There's nothing more important for children than Medicaid. So exacting these kinds of huge cuts, there's no way to spare children.
That's Joan Alker. She's the executive director of the Center for Children and Families at the Georgetown McCourt School of Public Policy. Thank you, Joan.
Sure.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.